Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Wednesday, November 9th, 2011. And let's see here. We'll see if Carrie's out there in cyberspace somewhere, and we can see what what's maybe needed today, which is Wednesday, and we can maybe talk about self-empowerment and things. That'll be the theme today. So everybody out there can maybe put in a question, and you can have we can have callers today. Naturally, this is designed to help people out, or you know, what they need to know about how to use the website and things, maybe what clearings they've had or what they need to have after that. Plus, what we have in a Q&A after tonight's call, and I'll have Carrie give you the number on that. And there'll be a one-hour call. I feel that there's probably people that can't make it on Friday, so we'll do it also. On Wednesdays now. I don't know if it'll be every Wednesday, but we'll let you know. Oh, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm out here, and welcome, everybody. Wednesday evening, November the 9th, and we're on Station 1 today. If you would like to call in, the numbers would be for toll-free in the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, and then you can maybe hop down to line 4 there. 530-413-4522. So Ron just mentioned the Wednesday evening Q&A that he's going to do tonight, and the number for that, it's different from the Friday one. I'll try and type in, if you don't see it appear on the fast chat soon, if somebody could type this in, because I can't always enter stuff, but it's 212-990-8008. Wait a minute. No, 8,000 and the I'm sorry, Ron. I'm not understanding what you typed in. Is it 8,000 and then the PIN is 8008? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. All right. So 212-990-8000 and then the PIN number 8008. Probably the pound sign too. So that will be after the show this evening. So around 8 p.m., a couple of minutes after 8 East Pacific and 11 Eastern. So, if you'd like to call in, you can do that, and if you'd like to type your questions into the fast chat, I will be looking at that and reading them out. There's a few things I see here about 11/11 and the gray skies clearing and the gray skies. Timeline crash or whatever that one is called, the free clearing on the website, Ron. Will that help with the 11/11 energies?
I'm sure it could. All that could help out a lot. Yeah, I heard that a lady called me today who saw me in Los Angeles, and they're bringing the, I guess it's maybe 13 crystal skulls to the same place where we have the expo, the LAX Hilton. And they're having a all-day probably workshop or something, and they're going to be connecting to the skulls that evening or something, and which will be free to people. That's kind of what I heard from the lady. I can't say that's correct. So if you live in Los Angeles, I'd duck and cover. We'll see if we can help you out with that energy there, especially if you're around the airport. So apparently somebody who's a Mayan is sending this, although I don't have any other information on it. So this could be... not 100% correct. So, you know, anyway, the skulls are going across the country, and it must be the battle of the mind control here with the skulls. So, anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'm not sure if this is a question from today or not, but I see Lewis asking, is the clone clearing up yet?
Not yet, no. We're still working on that. In fact, if anybody would like to call in, on the
Monday.
First call on Monday. We had quite a few people on that experience what it's like to become human again. You may want to call in. So hopefully we'll have some callers to describe that. Oh, in fact, we'll just be silent until somebody calls. No.
I'll just eat my dinner here. So Nikki's put in the Q&A number. Thank you, Nikki. And Larry has, too. Thank you. There is a crystal skull clearing, Ron. I think there's a whole life one, and I think it's whole life and unlimited. I don't remember how that one is structured, but should we be maybe doing that this weekend? I don't know. I don't remember the parts to that one right now, but maybe you want to just quickly mention that clearing since you just brought up the topic of them.
Pretty sure it might be a free clearing. You have to get on the website and look here. People could indicate that. So,
yeah, I'm not sure. Aha.
We have
a beep.
Not to talk too much. Okay.
Hi, is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi, Terry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Not calling about the clone. I wasn't present Monday night, but I would like to be for the next time. If anything should happen tonight after the show, I will be available. So I'm open to that. But my actual question is about, I don't think you saw it on the very top of the script there in the fast chat, Carrie, but I was just pointing out that Friday is Veterans Day. You know, in the USA.
Oh,
holiday,
yes, I see it now. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And also, Pete in Australia told me that the 10th is their Veterans Day. So Thursday and Friday are those kinds of holidays where we honor our war veterans and the soldiers. And so anyway, my son happens to be getting married that day, Ron, 11-11-11. And so I was checking the weather, and I noticed that for all of Southern California where we live, rain was forecast for the entire weekend starting Friday, 11-11. So that's why I put up that question about running the gray skies clearing, which I do all the time anyway.
Yeah.
So, Ron, besides timeline crashing and nail barcode removal for my son's wedding and Veterans Day, could we have a timeline crash clearing? And can you suggest anything else I could be doing personally?
That's a good one. I don't know. I'd probably say just the skull clearing, because that's going to be connected to a lot of stuff there.
Okay.
So kind of just do that, and it's kind of looped under or you know, maybe like dark side practitioners, because they're going to be using a lot of energy from the people as the aliens take it away. From the people who are interested in connecting. I don't know how big this event's going to be there, but it's be pretty strong, and plus everybody else is doing stuff all around 11-11. I would say maybe do the natal chart with that, too, to help yourself maybe get that thing out of your cold. I actually took off the energies on 11-11-11. So there shouldn't be any energies at all there. We took the light out of that number of sequences. Then it's just darkness energies, and they always use the light to connect to. So there's no light, and the energy of darkness shouldn't really be too much here. Remember, they always use spirit energy to enhance and force what they're doing. If anybody felt a little different the last day or so, that's probably what's happening here. Anything
so
else,
do
Kathy?
Soul clearing.
Yeah. How did you feel?
Yes, I did feel the change, and also I was affected by other people. I was privileged to feel other people's dark side. I was attacked a couple of times, just strange attacks.
Boy.
And also I felt it, but I know, but it's okay. I wanted to also ask you how we could apply, like say everyone wants to do that natal barcode removal on the skull clearing. Could you give me an idea to more precise what to actually type in, just the word skull clearing, like that?
Yeah, that may work. Crystal skull clearing, that may work. We have, I think somebody typed in it's crystal skull energy cording clearing, $25. So that's...
Yeah.
But I think it is. I know we put on the website a while back, help people out with that. Could do that too.
Okay,
if you do the numbers and you want to clean out the numbers and also the crystal skull of words, okay? That may help out also.
Words. Okay. I just want to make that clear for people who are interested in doing that also. And also with the gray skies, is just one enough for that weekend? Should we put up...
I would probably start crashing that maybe on Thursday. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Probably
I've been crashing and
get rid of that stuff.
Okay. Okay, real good.
And the guys came here. I just got it. You could. I don't want you to go there, anybody. It's crystalskullsvent.com. If you go to that, you probably get hooked up. But the person's name is his name is Maya, and then Elder HUNDAEZ. So might want to do a crashing on his name since he'll be carrying probably a lot of energy because he's the promoter, I would guess, of this here. And I'll just put light to him. So if you're a new caller listening here on the BBS station, all the light does is give the person more light to get out of darkness. Don't, do anything negative to the person. They just give them more light. And that will help to dispel darkness out of the people or person that you're doing. So it's going to be probably a big event. You know, I'm sure everybody around is going to be doing the 11-11-11 stuff. So those magical numbers. Well, thank you.
Thanks again, Ron and Carrie.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thank you. I think I heard a second beep, Ron. Is somebody else out there?
It's Novi. Hi, Ron.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing great.
Hi, Ron. I spoke with you this morning.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah, this is the lady that contacted me. Yes.
Yes. Remember, the Crystal Skulls, they're actually going to have the event on Sheraton. And they're going to start it on Saturday by 10 a.m. The event is going to be 2 days, start on Friday, 11-11-11. Start from 10 a.m., finish at 6 p.m. But the real ceremony is by 10 a.m. on Saturday, November 12th.
Okay.
Now, my question is, what is this with 11-11? I heard that the portal is going to be open. What is the lightship going to do about it? And when they have this crystal ceremony, will the lightship, terminate it, whatever the entity they're going to bring in, or what is the lightship plan for this?
Right now, I don't know. I hate to say that, but we'll see what happens. I'll have to see how the energy feels to me, and we'll probably go after the aliens that are connected to the skulls. So that's what typically happens, is they'll go to the skulls, terminate the energies that are in the skulls, the aliens mm-hmm. that are, working with that, and then from there, back to the alien races. So if the skulls do anything with mind control on people, et cetera, then that's going against the light. There they will start terminating these things. So I'll know more probably on Thursday, tomorrow.
Why is it that going back to 26,000 years, that's pretty strong. So I don't know.
There's a lot of energy pools probably out there that people have been connecting themselves to. Oh, we'll just see what happens here.
Okay. Now, I do look through your website earlier. There was no crystal healings, crystal skull healings. Do you have it now?
I think it's on the left side. Can anybody help me out with that? I thought we had one on the left side.
Yeah, it's definitely on there. I'm not sure where the position is. I'll go look right now real quick. But, yeah, if you go
I
into the search button, too. If you have you tried putting it into the search feature, the search bar?
Oh, I didn't. Maybe I should.
Yeah, let me just type it in real quick here.
Okay.
Crystal skulls. Yeah, that'll take you to it.
So basically every human will be affected by these vibrations or what? Because these crystal skulls is from different continents. They put it all together.
Yeah, more than likely, I would say probably that's what they're trying to do, yeah.
Wow.
Not a good thing.
Okay. No, it's not. We're heavy already, so
yeah.
We have a lot of densities already.
Yeah, I know. It's not
so
good.
So what they're trying to do is to hold us from the ascension or going to the relationship, or what they want to hold on to what they got. What are they trying to do, actually, with these crystal skulls?
I would say probably all of that. Just trying to mind control people. And if you believe in it or not, if that energy pool is that old for 26,000 or 100 years, that's a long time.
26,000, since the Earth, began, probably, since the human being created.
26,000, okay, so the skulls are that old, supposedly?
Yeah, 26,000, not 2,600, 26,000 years
since
the beginning of the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I'll probably not have much sleep Thursday night, we'll see. I'm just sort of like kind of waiting to see what energy starts coming my way.
Yeah.
Oh.
And let me ask you something back to mandala. And you know where mandala or those are used by the Tibetan, what is it called? The sacred geometry. What do you feel of sacred geometry? Like I said, like a lot of cell phone, a lot of people use the sacred geometry to reduce the radiation from the cell phones. So do you think this is good or not? What do you feel of?
I don't know if those things really work or not. I don't know. People do use and make different things for cell phones that you put on the cell phone. I just don't know if through that effective or not.
Okay, is it? What do you feel of the sacred geometry? What is the purpose on that?
Well, everybody has
a way of. I know you said there's an alien code in it.
Yeah, what it would be is some kind of coding to an object. This way, what you're talking about is actually a picture. And people do connect two pictures, two diagrams, we'll say, to like the Merkaba energy that people have. And then from there, that can be connected to the alien consciousness energy. And just by having one or meditating on one or something, it could be a problem because you're now being hooked up something that you think is good. Remember, things outside of yourself, energies outside of yourself, is not of light. It's mind energy. So anything that deals with mind energy, came forth by a human, we'll say, be held suspect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I look at it. You want to get your information from within. And remember, all of you have been here for a long time. It's the last ascension, if not a lot more of those. So. What happened last time with your ancestors at ascension time? What did they go into? That, is what the whole process is, trying to figure out some other way, remember, to empower the ego and everybody, wanting you to get on board to do something that connects you to something outside of yourself. What that something is, that's the problem that people have. So this is just a big ego-type thing. And people may want to feel the energy because the dark side will give you a lot of sensations, a lot of feelings. But it's not of the light. Light does not promote itself. Light would not bring anything down in a sacred object or anything like that because the same thing as your spirit, and why would they want to do that? Make you think that you have to go outside of yourself, act as something that's more powerful than you. That's what people seem to think or do. So your spirit is the whole process of what you want to connect to. Oh.
Now, is the light ship believe in God? Or the creator? Who creates the light ship?
Yeah, the light ship is source energy. There's nothing on there that is there to pray to or anything else. Just an energy of light that creates the universe of light. So the light only comes here how people do the ascension every 2,000 years. Other than that, it's not here. Have your own connection to the light inside of yourself. Only comes for ascension.
Is the light ship, is it coming to Earth, the ship itself, or are they like away from Earth, or how is it? I don't understand.
It's only physical when you go up on it. Other than that, it's about the universe of light. It's not like a UFO that people kind of talk about in the UFO followings and different people trying to picture what the light shift is. It's actually everywhere and nowhere at the same time. It's a source of energy that created everything in light. That when I take people up to the light shift, being a light being, you're actually there and it becomes physical to you. Other than that, you would not be able to see it.
Oh, I see. And that's going to happen in 2012 or when the ascension happened. Everybody go there, if they can pass through the door.
2012 isn't necessarily ascension of light, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As that's the darkness energy. They're bringing forth that as, you know, another prophecy coming out. So the light does not indicate anybody when ascension is going to happen. It just happens. That's why people are preparing now for ascension. Hopefully they're preparing light and not the light of the darkness.
Scary.
Yeah, so you have to do your homework, and it's up to your ancestors. It was up to them to do a better life here, and a lot of the ancestors that we have here, nothing about ascension and never worked on themselves before they conceived a child to release their emotional baggage, their stuff, out of their DNA. So it's much harder this time, people on the ascension path to ascend because ancestors never worked on themselves. Do what we can do to help people. So that's where I am right now, is trying to figure out what else to do. People are not connected to the darkness as much, but you still have to do some clearings to help yourself out. You know, to get out of here for sure, basically, you want to do the spirit barcode. That's why you got stuck here to begin with.
Spirit barcode, that's the first healing?
Yeah, I would do the spirit barcode clearing if you are interested in leaving the earth plane here at ascension time.
Right. Okay.
The other clearings are designed to help you have a better life. Normally, with the emotional whole lifetime clearing. If ascension was tomorrow, then might only come to look for light. Darkness will take you to...
You're scaring me. If the ascension tomorrow, you're not going to be here anymore. Who's going to help us?
It's hard to say when it's going to be. I don't know. I feel like most of what I've been doing here is the Earth Spirit is getting close to 100% right now. My role is basically kind of over, but I'll still probably hang out here for a while. But I came here to help the Earth Spirit down to about 3% a couple years ago. So maybe a year ago, I guess. Something like that. I lose track of time. Is it 1 year or 2 years? I'm sure people on the fast chat would know. That's it. So the Earth Spirit now is being collected. It's able to be in wholeness. If you've noticed things around you, like plants, outside trees, probably going to look more kind of transparent to you.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of almost see through mm-hmm. them. That's because the Earth energy is now acting to plants, rising the plants and the trees, so it's all like one energy. Before it was like the ground, and then you had the life force energy of the trees, and now everything seems to be sort of the same. You look at it, and you are definitely looking different as you look at plants and trees and things, which means that our kind of force energy with the Earth Spirit helping them out, moving along ascension process.
And as far as animals, they're all going for the ascension?
Most animals will be out of here. They don't have any judgment.
Right.
Oh, that's where we are. So everything coming up here, you know, getting close to, since the dark side is going to take people on the dark side ascension in 2012, that will be a real thing. And everything will be coming forth to take you away from true light and into the light of the darkness energies, thinking that the people or you are going to be doing the ascension, humans, et cetera, from the darkness.
When you said that we're going to the ascension, going to the light ship, you're saying that our bodies stay here or our well, I don't understand. We diminish, like moving to another dimension. We will be lifted. How is it? If we're taking going to the light ship.
If you're able to clean out your body so it will hold your spirit like you were initially when you were a baby, okay, that's a state that you have to get back into. You have to become innocent like a baby without judgment. Body can do the ascension.
What is the ascension that according to the light ship, our body gonna fly over there? Or we gonna leave our body here, or technically we die here, or how is it?
Yeah, what it is your body will be able to be dematerialized. Light gets turned off, there'll be nothing here. So you're not going to be able to watch people. They get beamed up into the sky, you know, as you see them leave the ground like birds floating up, you know. It's just everything is turned off in the universe of light. Nothing exists. Hence, there's a void there.
So I will be disappear from Earth like I never exist? Is that how?
That's correct, yes. And then if you're able to have your body cleaned out enough so that your spirit can come into it, then that's the gift that you give your body for its ascension. And from there, you're able to go to where the Earth spirit is planning to go at that time. It's changeable, but it's going to go to a different location than what we have here as of right now as I'm talking to you. And from there, it's going to have its own brand new planet because it wants to move on to. Already experienced this one here for a long, long time, and it wants to have a different creation. And it will give you the gift, to go to where it is. Your spirit's frequency never changes. Your frequency spirit is connected to your body energy, and your spirit in your body that looks out of your eyes is completely different. So it's allowing your body to be with the Earth spirit, since the elements here in the Earth have this frequency in it. You're able to do the ascension and go where the Earth spirit's going. That way your body does not have to longer exist. So that's a possibility. So one is your spirit leaving here, if the light can find the light, which you are. Next one is your spirit joining your body's blueprint and energizing that and going to your spirit chooses to have another manifestation.
So I will take my body to my ascension. I did not leave it here on this earth.
Typically, if you can clean your body out, yes. That's what it would be. And there won't be any more new.
Oh, okay.
Won't be an earth. Back to. Either you're going to become a blue.
Right, because the Earth spirit leaves too, right? Gaia would leave the planet too, right?
Yeah, the planet will no longer, the blueprint's de-energized.
Okay.
That's what happens. Everything just turns into nothingness, but there's no record of it, as you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing exists in the light. What happens every 2,000 years? Everything is turned off. Not as if you can be out there watching what's happening, but you can't. Everything is off. And the emotionality of people here will no longer exist. And the darkness will attach to you through your emotions, like what they did last time, the time of Jesus, and many times before that, every 2,000 years. And from there, they can abduct you, which they do daily, and to take you to a dark side universe forever. That's why this ascension time is so important.
Right.
The Earth spirit.
And you will come here. If we're not going this time, you're going to come here the next 2,000 years again?
I'm trapped? I'm coming here. That's if I could reverse time, I would not be here right now.
Okay. No, I mean, like, when this ascension done, you're going back to the light ship, and the next 2,000 years for the people who left here, what happened in the next 2,000 years? You're going to come here again?
The Earth will not be materialized. People that do not do the ascension no longer be in existence in light. They'll be in the universe of darkness.
Well, will someone help these people who trapped in the universe of darkness? How is it?
Well, that's the people's choices. Remember, people here have chose darkness. Maybe not you yourself, but your parents probably did because they never had. Their bodies worked on. They never worked with in and out through densities or they conceived you. If they did, that's great. Most people, that's never been done. Neither did your grandparents, and going back to teachings of Jesus 2,000 years ago. So since this planet will no longer exist, and the people that are connected to the darkness by their densities of their bodies, the darkness will instantly probably take them away to the universe of darkness someplace. That's why we do timeline crashings, to get help people, to get them released from some of the energies, the emotions. That's kind of what ascension is to give yourself the gift to leave here. And this one here is probably more crucial, because the Earth spirit always come back here every time to rematerialize the planet. So the bodies that did not do the ascension could have a chance again in 2,000 years. That's why the Earth spirit has given you another 2,000 years since the time of Jesus to do the ascension. So otherwise it would not have been here after that time. But it chose to come back and to, in a sense, re-experience its life for another 2,000 year cycle on this planet that it chooses to materialize. Up and coming time, it's not going to do that as of this information right now. Everything is changeable, though, but this is the way it's going. That it's not going to be here. So if you're not here and you get taken sideways to a dark side universe someplace, you may not never be found. That's the problem, because the light looks for light. When the ascension time happens, the light's turned off, it'll look for pieces of light, spirits, bodies that have light, and take them back to the light, and then you start over again for another 2,000-year cycle, the universe of light.
Ooh.
We got a page on the website, possibly, that may talk about the ascension. I want to read that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, when I talk about it, it sounds like doom and gloom. They don't want to into doom and gloom, but that's the facts. So it's very...
I understand how crucial it is.
So it is very crucial. And, it's kind of the way it is. So I don't know when ascension is going to be, but I can guarantee that there will be a 2012 ascension by the Mayans to abduct people. The universe, wherever they are, their spiritual practices on them might just be an experiment with them, taking your energy as they march you up the pyramids, like they did with the other people, worshiping a sun god. Oh, I don't want
to. Yeah, I know. That's right. Yes. They sacrifice people to their sun god, and people look at him as a healer.
That is correct. Yeah, that's how the dark works.
The other thing is, what do you think of pyramids? What is the purpose of pyramids in all over the world, in Egypt, in South America? What is the purpose of this building? What is the purpose of triangle?
I never have checked them out. They're alien, probably contact points here, maybe vortex energies. Oh, I really don't have that much information on that, because that's not, what I'm here to really help people with. For the ascension process. Mm-hmm. Are alien built. They do have energies in them to connect to, different things, to give indications of time. And time is darkness, and a lot of them were created to show you the different types of time energies, or months or years, as they had a location. I don't really get into that too much, but they are alien symbols here, objects.
Right. Well, thank you so much. I'm still looking for the, I didn't find it here, Crystal Skull Healing, on your website.
It's in there. If you just put the word Crystal Skull into any of the search features near the top there, it'll pop up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go to the homepage and put it in one of the search bars, and it'll come right up, take you right to the page.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling. So, Ron, I know I got a message from somebody a little bit ago that they've just bought the crystal skull clearing, and they're wondering a couple of things. Which day should they start doing it, and does it need to be repeated?
Well, since it's out there in the mass consciousness right now, what's happening, I would start it as soon as you can, and I'd probably do it for a week.
Okay, and it's a $25 clearing. I'm not sure if it has a length of time on it. I'll go back and look. But it's a cording clearing. So let's say we do it, and then a few days later we read about them or accidentally happen upon a website about crystal skulls or something. Should it be repeated since it's a cording clearing?
Yes, I would be eating it because you don't know what they're doing on multiple timelines.
Right.
It's on its own timeline, typically. Maybe each skull has their own timeline, so you could have 13 major timelines, maybe 13 alien races connecting to you on this here.
I see.
I would just start doing the timeline crashing on it if you can do that, and then also the crystal skull cleaner. That's what I put it up for.
Right.
Did that, I think, as a sample quite a while ago on BBS, and people felt it.
Yes, I remember that.
I put it up. Oh, in fact, I'll do one right now here. So let's just do a crystal skull timeline crash. This will only work right now on people listening live to this program. Here we go. So I'm going to count to 50. Oh, I do 5 tens here. It's a lot of energy. Here we go. So back, relax, and just kind of see how your body's responding. Should be being tracked by these things. Also being connected to. You don't know what your ancestors have done, and it's stored inside of your DNA. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do a few more here. People are hooked up to this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. My body's getting very hot. What everybody else is feeling here.
I'm feeling it on the back of my neck.
Oh, boy. Yep. Let's just settle in here. If you need some more, I'll do a few more maybe in 10 minutes here to see how people's bodies balance out here. Hey, Carrie, back to you. Any questions on Fast Chat there?
Spirit is asking, could the crystal skulls tie in with the energy of the people who attended the Conscious Life Expo that was at the Hilton earlier, last month, I guess? Is that going to hook up?
If people have touched the skull, looked at the skull, got information on the skull. They had it also back in New York. Crystal skulls there on little small miniature ones, you know. It's hard to knock crystal skulls, but the energy want to run and not walk away from them unless you're under their spell. So that's kind of how I'm looking at that. So I don't think it would affect people, but if you did, curiosity killed the cat, so were you curious? Okay. How many lives do you have next? And did you get quarter to it? People that I've seen at Turk Expo, where they take the skull and put their hands on it, on each side of the skull, and then they put their third eye, their forehead, on the skull itself.
Right.
Yeah, and I go, oh, boy, you know. Tapping all the stuff out of you and also putting in a lot of energetic cordings to you. I can't really say what it's doing, but anything, like I say, outside of yourself that deals with spirituality puts you from contacting your own spirit or onto a tangent out of the light. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I think we have a caller. Is somebody there? I'm pretty
Greetings,
sure.
Greetings, Ron and Anjali, Carrie, and all the light beings at the Creation Light Ship.
Hi, Victoria Ann. How are you?
Oh, you recognize me. I'm great. Thank you, Carrie. It's good to hear your voice. Ron had asked earlier on the show about any kind of feedback from clearing those qualms the other day on the conference call. And I do, if I may share that a little bit.
Absolutely, yes. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Ron, I know I had to call in because I had a meeting halfway through the call, so I was absentee. But it was incredible because you said when you let me go, you said make sure, you know, they don't push your buttons and emotional. And thank you for that because I was ready for it. It was wonderful. I've never had such a meeting, a business meeting in my life. Like that one, it was just clones not only popping out off of me, and I know I was on absentee. I left about 174th clone, 198th, I'm sorry, 198th you had taken out, and then I was in the meeting. And not only did the clones pop off of me or out of me, or I began to see, and everything they were talking about earlier, that the people look plastic and all of that kind of thing, the energy from that, even being absentee, this is how powerful this is, any of you out there who are questioning this. At the meeting, the people in the meeting, it popped off them or anyone connected to me. So somehow it was so powerful, Ron, so thank you for that. There were some very positive results from that, and I'm sure it's because we're getting rid of the clones. I had body stuff turn on. I was hot. It was And it was not that warm in there. I got really my circulation, my eyesight improved, and I didn't take my glasses off. I was more clear. I was more powerful. The fear was gone, and lots of stuff was tingling in my head. So anyway, that's the feedback on that.
That's good. So do people look three-dimensional, or do they look like a painting on a wall?
People always have a sort of more or less like plastic. They were beginning to be at first just more like the picture. And then you said once that if we stay heart-centered, our spirit kind of makes everything in the area. People become more relaxed and it spreads out and they become more of themselves. Their spirit sort of like acknowledges, even if it's just a little candle in someone's heart, their spirit's there, it connects and they open up. So it was like they were becoming flowers around me. And for me, I'm like, oh boy, this is, and then I almost forgot that I had been in the conference call. And that's probably why it's happening, because this doesn't happen. People come into meetings with being more robotic, more clone-like, you know, so they don't have to feel if something's not right or wrong. They make decisions on money. And so there was a difference. At first, it was more like the standard robotic painting, and then it went into the skin turned from orange, from orange looking to more more human. That's all I can say. Instead of orange, I noticed clones are more orange. I don't know if anyone else has noticed that. Maybe it's just my eyesight, you know.
Yep, that can happen. Uh-huh.
Anyway, so thank you so much. I know there's a lot of more work to do in that area. And may I share one more thing? And it comes along with there is word out
in the grapevine to some of those in CLS and some of those outside of CLS. But there is an ascension train that's not the type of ascension of the dark side. It's the creation light ship ascension train that there's an event being planned, and it's going to come by train from Southern California all the way up to Washington. It's just being formulated, and we need all the good support and anyone who wants to be on that train. And it's not the ascension train of the dark. It's literally a physical train where we're coming up, and apparently there's going to be, if this is okay through the right connections with the Creation Light Ship and Ron and Angeli and all those at work in this great arena, if it works, it would be sort of like letting people know the difference between the dark side ascension on 2012 and the light ascension. We never know. As Ron pointed out earlier in the conversation with this lady who he was speaking to, that it's different. The light, you know, you don't know when it's gonna when the light ascension occurs. But why not be on the train to an event that recognizes that there's something better than the darkness on this planet, and there's something better than the light of the darkness. So I've heard that, Ron, and it's so nice to hear something positive that counteracts some of the other stuff that's going on out there. So what's your feedback on that?
Sounds good. We'll see how that manifests here. That sounds great.
Thank you, sir. And again, Terry, all of you guys, thank you, Ron, for all these wonderful healings. I would not be here in this body without these healings. And thank you so much.
Hey, you're very welcome. Okay, Carrie, that sounds like interesting news. So we'll.
Yeah, thank you, Victoria, and for calling. That's a lot of great information. Thank you. Oh no, that sounds probably like hanging up.
Looks like we have probably about 5 minutes left thereabouts, I think.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the crystal skull clearing actually has an unlimited option on it for the additional $50. So if you are inclined to feel that you get hooked up to that energy a lot, there is that option on the clearing. And also, I know there was some confusion on the fast chat earlier about the phone number for the call-in tonight. So I am just scrolling back here to find the number. It's 212, the middle three digits, I guess, were the confusing part, and it's 990, and then 8000, and the PIN is 8008. So that's just after the show, so in about 10 minutes or so. Excuse me. So that'll be a Q&A just like we have on Fridays, but on Wednesday. And sorry, I sound a little out of breath. My cat just got out of the house, so I just ran out to see where he is. So I did see, I know Ed was asking about, let me quickly go find it, how many other planets, something to do with how many other planets, oh, gosh, where is it? Need their spirit to be 100% to ascend. It was something along those lines. Sorry, Ed, I'm going back a few pages here trying to find your question. So, Ron, do you have anything to say about the other planets that might be in a bit of a pickle and not have their spirit 100% that need to get back?
Yeah, I'm sure they're being worked on also. So everything has to get at 100% with the planets for the light to do the ascension. So, with the planets. Remember that everything is created, so that's what have physicality everywhere in the light when you're on those particular planets living there. So the planet has to come into light. Hopefully there's not too many like ours here. But yes, that is correct. But most planets that I know about in the light don't have this problem. So since your spirit's been so dedicated here for over a million years, realize this planet over and over and over again, it now has a chance to leave. But it has to be onus first. Otherwise, the light ship has to go out and look for its pieces too, just like it does you. But we're working on the planet along with, working on people also. With the planet, first thing, once it's at 100%, then it's hard to say, you know, how many other planets need to be there. But that's the first thing, is to get the planet energy, the planet spirit in wholeness. It has to be able to re-energize the blueprint, which is the Earth itself, and then they both leave. It works. The same thing with you. Body is created from light, just like the planet here is of light. But the spirit that's in you, that looks out of your eyes, needs to be in wholeness too, and so does your body. So this is why, you know, clearings are so important now, which, you know, is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. That's the way it works, fortunately. You know, the main thing is that most people don't understand this. Not your fault. It's the fault of all your ancestors, choosing darkness, not knowing about what to do to get rid of densities before they conceive a child. That's the whole process, and you can even look at yourself. You know, if you have a child, did you clear away all your emotional densities or work on yourself to get rid of the stuff so your child is better than you? Probably most people would probably say no, because you probably had children, you know, maybe in your teenage years or maybe early 20s, typically, and you still have stuff. So your child now has more stuff than what you have, fortunately, and so they're worse than you are. That's why the clearings are needed. That should have been headed off, you know, 2,000 years ago. Ancestors were living, and they should have worked on themselves, as in the teachings of Jesus were still there, probably much more than what they are now, telling you to work on yourself before, you have a child. So typically, I would guess that you'd have a child in later years, that you can be out of judgment as much as you can, and be more in discernment, be more heart-centered, spirit-centered, that your child will now have more light in the child than what you had, because it has its whole life now to work on itself even more. So that's the process of ascension. So back to you, Carrie. Looks like our time is about over here. So
Yeah, so I'll just mention, Mossy is asking if it's a new number for the Friday Q&A, and Mossy, no, there's a Q&A, an extra one tonight, Wednesday, and the show you're listening to right now on Wednesday is live. I saw that you came on late, so this isn't an archive of a Friday show, so it is a different number for a Q&A tonight, 212-990-8000, and the PIN is 8008 and the pound sign, so Ron will be on that call in just a few minutes. If you don't want to come on the call and speak your question, you just want to listen, you can type your question into the fast chat, and as soon as I find my cat, I will be back and I will read those out if we get any that way. If you didn't want to actually come on the call with your question that way, so I think that's about it, Ron. The next show on BBS will be on Friday on Station 2 at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 Eastern p.m. And I guess will there be a Q&A on Friday also as usual, Ron?
I'm planning on it, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for this extra one tonight. That's wonderful.
Just to help people, a lot of what I'm finding is some people can't come on to Friday.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so we can do it tonight also for the people that are listening on Wednesday nights.
Okay, great.
Okay, Carrie, so have fun. I don't know how you get a cat at night.
I don't know either. This is a new one for me. I'm just going to go rattle a container with treats, I think, and hope for the best. Yeah, so,
it'll
all
come.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ron, and thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll probably see many of you in a few minutes on the Q&A.
Hey, everybody. So we'll say blessings to all of you, and get your questions. The call is going to be 1 hour in length, and we like to have new people coming on, talking, asking about the light ship. This is why it's a Q&A, and we start from the people back in New York first, on the East Coast. Because it's getting later their time. So, thank you, everybody. See you later. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey. Bye-bye.
Bye.